The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon. It's just after 2 p.m. and we'll begin. Welcome, everyone, to the February 3rd, 2022 virtual meeting of the TRPA's hearings officer. My name is Andrew Strain, and I will be serving as the hearings officer today. I will now call the meeting to order. Item two is the approval of our agenda. I will ask the staff if they have any proposed changes to today's agenda.
No changes.
Very good. I will approve the agenda as it's presented in our meeting notice. Item number three are our public interest comments, which is a no action item. Any member of the public wishing to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item, or on any other issue, may do so at this time. However, public comment on the announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken at the time that those agenda items are heard. I will ask Georgina to look for a show of hands to see if anyone would like to address the hearings officer on a non announcement of appeal rights or a non-public hearing item. Georgina?
And there are no hands raised, so we can continue with the review of the agenda.
Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number four, the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone know today who's listening that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA website. Item five are today's public hearing items. The first one is item 5A, the Brodsky Land Capability Challenge, located at 649 Alpine View in Washoe County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number is 131-212. And the TRPA file number is LCAP2021-0198. Julie Roll, will you please give us a brief introduction of the proposed action?
Sure. This is Julie Roll. So this land capability challenge was reviewed on behalf of TRPA by Marcel Municki, one of our soils consultants. The staff recommendation is to change the land capability on this property from a class 1B to class 4. And Marcel is available to give some statements and take any questions on this. And just to let you know, we have not received any public comments on this item.
Thank you, Julie. Marcel, can you please give us a summary of your findings and conclusions?
Marcel, if you're there, if you can unmute yourself.
Oh, sorry about that. That was Marcel. I am here. We went out to the site for a soil hydrological investigation. So we had I believe it was 12-foot deep pit, and we did not find any indicators of a water table until about 11 and a half feet down. So this area was originally mapped as 1B SEZ. I think that was largely based on the TRPA land capability overlay maps that are called the Bailey's land capability maps, where the SEZ area was identified later on, like in the 70s, and mapped, but it wasn't officially adopted by TRPA. But it's useful in kind of getting a preliminary look at an area. And so there were a couple of willows on the site that are schooler's willows. And the schooler's willows are like one of the more upland type willows that can occur on wetlands and drier uplands. So when you see a schooler's willow, it seems you need to find the other associated species that are more like sedges and more wetland species. So based on the soils that were really pretty dry, that even though there's a few willows on the site, I would not call it SEZ because it didn't meet the soil criteria. And the soil in the site is really actually quite unusual. I think it's kind of a jumbled mess of debris flow material that came down sometime in the far past from that stream channel that's like about 100 feet to the north. And so there are some strange inclusions and features of like mud flow material mixed in with rock and different textures from clays and sand, and it's really a jumbled kind of interesting soil. But it is taxonomically very similar to a Jorge, the soil, which is a class 4 or class 6 soil that is mapped around in that area, but it's not the same because it has a different development, but it is capability-wise similar to a class 4, class 6 soil. Does that, you have other questions?
Thank you, Marshall. That's very helpful. And the photographs that are in your report are also illustrative too of what the site looks like. I was curious, you know, when we have mapped 1B areas that are completely not 1B, how we get to that point. And do you know that, go ahead.
Go, no, I was just agreeing with you.
And is that a named stream that you identified that you said is approximately 100, I think you said 110 feet north?
No, it's actually, no, it's a seasonal stream. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so you know, that is a generally, except for where it's, of course, bisected by stream channels and riparian corridors, that's seems to me a relatively high and dry slope in that part of town, so to speak.
Yeah, I really think someone saw a couple of willows at one point and, you know, just said, okay, this map looks okay, and call it 1B. It could be confused if you... You know, you kind of need to investigate the soils to really get a better picture. And I don't think that always the soils are investigated that way. So
sure. I think that's the case when we would perform, say, a land capability verification. That's not necessarily, right. That does not happen. And I did note that in the staff report that you and Julie put together, there was a 1999 land capability verification that was done that confirmed it as 100% class B, and that's just right. Puzzling to me how we continue down that path, so to speak.
Right.
Thank you, Marshall. I don't have any other questions for you or for Julie. And Julie mentioned that so far we've not received any public comment on this item. At this point, I would like to open the public hearing on item 5A and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands to see if anyone is present today who would like to offer public input. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And there are no hands raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. At this point, seeing that we have no additional public input, I will close the public hearing. I do want to ask if we have a representative of the project with us today. Is there someone on the line who's representing this project?
Yes, Dave Herzog.
Oh, good afternoon, Dave.
And some reason my GoToWebinar is not working, so I don't know what the deal is, but my phone is working.
Dave, any thoughts or comments you'd like to make on behalf of the applicant?
No, it's just this area, a lot of this was mismapped long ago, and there's been a lot of challenges in the area that have all resulted in reclassification to class 4. So there's another site in there that, you know, was not mapped correctly back in 73 or whenever that soil survey was done.
It sounds like this may not be your first case in this area. Is that right?
Yeah, there's been several right around that area.
Very good. Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Dave. So we've already closed the public hearing. I will go ahead and take action on this application. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, including the technical soil study and the findings and conclusions reached by it and then confirmed by our TRPA staff, I will approve the Brodsky land capability challenge as it's been proposed. Let's move on, to item 5B, the Revica America Trust land capability challenge located at 516 Driver Way, Washoe County, Nevada, the assessor's parcel number 131-225-12. And the TRPA file number is LCAP 2021-0214. And as noted on our agenda, this item was continued from our January 20th, 2022 meeting. Julie, can you please present this item?
Sure, this is Julie Roll again. And just a note on the project being continued. We didn't discuss this at the previous meeting. It was the case where the notices were sent out and then the project never ended up getting on that previous agenda. So I just wanted to clarify that in case anyone was wondering if it was discussed previously. So this is the first time we're talking about this one. And the staff recommendation for this is to change the parcel from all class 1A, which is what it was previously verified as, to a portion of it staying as 1A, but then a portion of it changing to class 4. And this project was also reviewed on behalf of TRPA by Marcel Menneke, and we have not received any public comments on this one.
Thank you, Julie. Marcel, can you please give us some insight into what you saw and found and documented on this site?
Hi, yeah. This is in a similar area that Dave Herzog was just mentioning, where a lot of the soil was mapped as oompa, very stony sandy loam, which is a shallow soil or less than a 40 inch deep soil. You would hit hard volcanic rock. A lot of challenges have come out to see that the soils are much deeper. And this is the same situation. The soil is a deeper soil, but it is not quite like Jorge. Remember it quite why. Oh, I don't think it had a argillic. Yeah, it doesn't have argillic soil development, which is clay particles moving down within the soil. So it was considered XXX, and the slopes were between 16% to 30% slope on the upper part of the parcel, but it remains steeper or greater than 30% slope on the down below the residence. So that remained class 1A. And I left it as a UMF soil because I did not dig a pit in that area. And the slopes are greater than 30%. So it would be either class 2 or class 1A anyway because of the slopes. That's about it.
Thank you, Marcel. Yes, your report and the graphics that accompany it definitely show a difference in slopes from the upper half of the parcel or thereabouts to the lower half. And you're proposing that our upper half, the class 4 area, it would be an XXX, an unnamed soil type at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Is there someone on the call today who's representing the applicant on this item?
Yes, hi, this is Abby Edwards from Kaufman Edwards Planning.
Good afternoon. Any input or observations, Abby, from your perspective?
I just wanted to make a correction on the agenda. The actual property address is 517 Driver Way, but the staff summary that is attached is correct.
Thank you. We'll note that in our meeting record. Thank you, Abby. Anything else?
No other comment. Thank you.
Very good. At this point, I will open the public hearing on agenda item 5B and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands from anyone who would like to provide public input on this item today. Georgina?
And we have no hands raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have received no public comment on this item, I will close the public hearing and take action on agenda item 5B, the Revoca America Trust Land Capability Challenge. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, including the technical soil study, the site maps, the findings, and the conclusions reached by the report and confirmation by our TRPA staff, I will approve the Revoca America Trust Land Capability Challenge as it's been presented. That brings us to item 6 in today's agenda, adjournment. I want to thank everyone who participated today for your time and attention and efforts for this meeting, and we'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Ending the meeting in 3, 2, 1.